The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is Late Hits.
If you're up 2-1 in the seventh inning and you're in a situation where, dang it, you need outs, they're cold. And this is not to slight Will Harris. But who the hell on your team is a better pitcher than Gerrit Cole? Who on your team that was available in Game 7 is a better pitcher than Gerrit Cole? I'm not going to say I'll wait because I'll be freaking dead.
Late Hits weeknights from 7 to 9 on ESPN 97.5. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at John Granato, common spelling, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can watch us on Twitch. Comment there. Miss the first hour. Little sports, little beer. And John Granato filling in for AJ today. Always fun to work with John. Probably.
You know, I like that. You came back, and we're back on the Blitz. Because you once told me you can tell your mood by how you, you know, if you're pissed off at AJ, who's making fun of you or something, or some dickweeds on Twitter or something, are pissing you off or something, sometimes you'll come back. And we're back on the Blitz right here. But you were excited coming back, which means that you're excited in this show. Because AJ's not here making fun of you or something.
No, I'm excited to have you here.
Huh?
And I got beer.
I know, right? I know. That's a good. We never have beer in the morning. Lance is just, I can't stand that about him.
Well, I know he's got some in his office there when he's working on NFL stuff.
He does?
Yeah.
What a jerk. He never, ever has ever shared that.
Since you only drink Coors Light.
Well, why would he want another beer in there?
I was reluctant to even, you know, have these guys come in today with you here.
Their beer's fine.
It's
good.
I'm not one of those guys who won't drink regular beer. Like, especially if I've been on a run or a long bike ride, I like just a nice plain beer.
Yeah.
You know, that's nice. That's nice, cool, and refreshing, as you might say.
Cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. That's what I say. Coors Light. But that's all right. You can say whatever you want. I like this story.
Okay.
Well, a couple of stories. First, did you see what Facebook accidentally did? They translated President Xi Jinping's name on Facebook as Mr. Shiphole. Only it was a T, not a P. Mr. Shiphole. And so they had to apologize to the president that's how his name translates in English. I don't think that's his name, Mr. Shiphole. I don't know much about the president of China. But I do know it's Xi Jinping, and that's not that. I don't think that means Mr. Shiphole.
No, you never know. I mean, it's hard to translate these things.
Yes.
Now, have you tried it on Google Translate?
Well, let me. You know, if I put it on Facebook Translate, it'll say Mr.
Okay. Well, but
Shiphole.
Try it on
Mr. Poophole. And no, I haven't tried it. I don't even know how to try that.
Not wise, guys.
You know what? What sucks is we actually could do the male golfer, female golfer food game on this show. On this show, we could do it. No problem.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know if the people would want that, but.
I loved it. I used to love it. That was one of my favorite things you guys did.
Yeah. No. Don't get me wrong. And Carol sponsored it from China Garden. So she had one complaint. One guy complained to her.
Yeah, she told me about it.
Yeah. He emailed her and said, this is a, why, and it's, you know, and she said, hey, I'm Chinese and I like it. So I don't give a rat's ass. Don't listen then. So Carol was 100% behind it. And, you know, I'm in the community. I'm in the Chinese community. So the Asian community, pretty much all Asian people love me. Did you see this story? People no longer believe working hard will lead to a better life.
I did not see that story.
I'm kind of with him on this one. I kind of feel like if you work like I do, not that hard, that it's better. I think. Am I right, Aaron?
I've said this before. You kind of have the life, man. You do the morning show, and then you need to go play poker or golf all day. You know, your kids are grown up enough now. You don't have to worry about that.
No.
You don't have a dog?
No. Why would I want a dog?
Your wife, it's like your wife works kid. Enough that, you know, she's not
no,
in your
she's
face
going
all
till
the time.
7, so I'm at 11, I'm done. She gets off about 6 or 7 every night. So I've got a good 8 hours of poker or golf in me. And a lot of times Coors Light. And
all
so,
the time Coors Light. Don't lie.
No, not all the time.
You can tell
the people. There's been a day or two.
Okay. Well, you take off for Lent.
I do take off.
Yeah.
I'll never complain. I did the afternoon show, and I hated it. I had to get up at like 7 in the morning to go play golf, and then I got to the show, and I wasn't prepared, and I didn't give a rat's ass. And then I got off at 7. I was like, what the hell? Is this how people live? They work till 7 o'clock at night? No, thank you. Let me get back to my morning show. Now, what sucks is a lot of times everybody's going to be out. You know, and it's 1 in the morning or 2 in the morning, and I got to go home because I got to get up at 5:30. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind the afternoons as much because I like to stay up later. But I've gotten now where I'm up at 5:30 anyway every morning. So
you are?
Yeah.
So you could just do the morning show.
I don't want to do the morning show. Yeah. I mean, I'm always available if you guys need me, but, you know, I get up early to do sports map stuff and get all that going. Yeah. And I actually like working hard still.
You do?
That's why I kept adding stuff on here. I had a pretty nice gig, too. 3 hours a day. Come in, do a show. By 7 o'clock, go home, drunk by 8.
Yeah.
Worked out beautifully. Instead, now I'm running a website, and I'm involved in all the management meetings, and I'm doing the audiobook business, and I'm working on another thing that we're going to be doing here. Actually, we've got 2 new projects that I'm working on. So
that seems like a lot of work to me. And this Roughnecks thing is a lot of work, a lot more work than I thought.
It's your life's about to change. You're actually going to have to a little bit of a work now.
Yeah, no, I am. It's been interesting because I've been out there a bunch, and I'm like, I haven't played golf. I played golf only once this week. I've only played poker once this week. I mean, that sucks. Like I'm a working person again.
Mm.
That blows.
You don't need that.
I don't need that in my life.
But I mean, I do hope that within the next 2 years, I feel like I've got a big score in me, and I've gotten back to where I've got an actual schedule now to play big tournaments.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play 3 or 4 this year, and I'm going to try to up it to 8 or 9 next year and get one big score. And then, maybe I'll just go back to doing radio at some point.
That's nice. Yeah. I already got a big score. I already got my big score. I call it Wendy.
Hey, mine's a damn good earner, but I my history. I've got about a 5% chance of keeping that around.
Right.
So, I mean, I have to plan for myself.
I know. Well, I've always believed that the second one is the one that sticks. If you get if you're on your first marriage, hurry up and end it, because second one, you're going to be much happier.
Well, this is the third and a half for
third. So, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. So.
Dude, there seems to be a common denominator in all those divorces. It's you.
I agree. I am in no way saying that I'm not to blame in some small part.
Uh-huh. Oh, some. Well, there's an admission, Alex Bregman.
But I'm just going to be ready to fend for myself when this one comes to her senses. But the thing is, I've got kind of a great deal right now because she's been out of town for 2 weeks, and I have the place to myself.
Oh.
It's awesome. I can watch whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. And
you got the dog though. You got to take care.
Take care of the dog. But we have fun. I mean, the dog's cool. I take her. We go to this field and. Throw the ball around and goof off and go for a jog and stuff. I mean, she's fun. The only problem with her is, I can't go out and get into any real mischief because she can only be in the kennel for about 6 hours. So I got about a 6-hour window. So, and it's like today I left a little early so I could go to the gym. So I have to go straight home after the show.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's like having a kid again.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Brother Bear says, will you guys bring back male golfer, female golfer food? The greatest show in the history of the known universe? That's this show. No, it's the game show sweeping the nation is male golfer, female golfer food. That's the game. That's what
male golfer, female. And we're not going to steal it. that's Granato's game. I would love to have him on the show to do it, but it's not like we can just move it to the show. We can't just say, oh, well, we'll have it on the Blitz now. No.
No.
You can't. That's intellectual property.
Well, if you guys want to do it, y'all are welcome. Who's going to do the accent?
I can't. I'm not nearly as talented as you are at that. If we were going to involve Indian golfers in this thing, I could do it. But, you know.
Well, go ahead. Start. They're male golfers, female golfers, and food. It doesn't have to be Asian. It can be anything. They could be Italian.
It's a possibility. We could.
Do hey, that. I'm Master Choli. Or hey.
Oh, that is very not nice of you to say.
Francesco Molinari. That's a male golfer.
But if you just say Molinari, it sounds more like.
Oh, really? Because I said Judy Dickinson, and they guessed food before. Okay.
Well, she is. Never mind.
No, she's no.
Quick break.
Have you ever seen Judy Dickinson?
Hey, I have low standards. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. John Granato filling in. He'll make it till 6, and then Jermaine Every will come out of the bullpen to finish things off. So, fun show so far today. I always enjoy working with you, John.
Yeah, it's fun.
As I've told people many times, you're the reason I'm in radio. And I'm pretty sure you never really envisioned that you'd have to work with me. But when I left the Chronicle, the first person to call me was John Granato and said, come do something with us. And I started doing a show with David Nuno in the mornings, and then it got hired by ESPN. And then when you guys bought us back, came back over here, and never thought of it as a career. I was probably going to go find something else in journalism. Thank God I didn't. So it's your fault. So the people who hate me out there, don't blame me. Blame John Granato.
That's all on me. Yeah. That's all on me.
So you wanted to get to that Delonte West story.
Yeah, Delonte West, man, it is. Is there any way? There was no way, Aaron, to clean that up, was there? You did?
Yeah, I've got it.
You got it? So it's really disturbing. Dude is sleeping in the streets. There's a couple of pictures of him sleeping in the streets. There's a picture of him getting beat up. Now, the guy, did you guys see the beat up when he was getting beat up in the street?
Yes.
That wasn't, I didn't, is that a cop that's beating him up? It's a guy in a brown jacket and jeans. So, on the show before us, I thought that they were saying he was getting beat up by a cop and he was handcuffed. But I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
No.
Maybe they saw a different one than we did.
No, the one, he's sitting in the street. And he's laying in the street, and their car's waiting. He's in the middle of the street, actually, and he's getting beat up by some guy. And then there's one where he's sitting on the curb, and he's handcuffed. And I guess it's the cop that was taking this video of him sitting there on the sidewalk. And the cop has been suspended since then because he put this interview on social media. Here's Delonte West sitting on a curb getting arrested.
Assassination of my life.
What?
Man, all
right. Why'd you hit him? Did he attack you first with the self-defense, or did you hit him?
Man, I walked down the street. The man approached me with a gun.
He approached you, where's his gun at?
I don't give a f-.
Okay. You know where his gun is?
I don't give a f-.
Okay.
Young champ, I'm the leader of the Navy SEALs and the Army and the Navy. I'm President Trump. I'm the real president.
Okay.
I'm right now. I'm at the leader. All the gangs. What happened?
Have you ever, Fred, have you ever seen one of your old girlfriends and you go, man, how did I do that? Or a girl that you just, maybe a casual thing. What do you think LeBron's mom's thinking today watching that?
Yeah. It's like, did I really do that?
Did I do that? Yeah. I did that?
But then you know what you have to do? You have to go back and look at their Facebook photos from when they were hot. And yeah. You just remember that's what you hooked up with, not Delonte West now.
Right. There's, yeah, I guess. Yeah, but you know what? He was showing this. Now, he's got some mental illness problems. He's sleeping in streets. They say they showed him, I guess, up in Maryland. He was begging for money. Then he was down here in Texas. And it looks like he's in L.A., I guess. I don't know where he is. But he's got...
I think he was in D.C. for that.
He was in D.C.?
Yeah, I think it's Washington, D.C. police that were interviewing him.
Oh, it was? He's got real problems. He's got... I mean... And I've seen that... who was it? Doc has called out, and other people have called out, that he needs some help, and the NBA needs to help him out. He needs to get somewhere. I don't know. He might be past the point. I don't know. There are some guys that don't want help. They just want to, you know, live the life and get as wasted as they possibly can. He looks to be in that situation right now. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm gonna sound like a jerk here. It's everybody's saying it's sad because he's an NBA player that they know. There's 1,000 guys like that on the street right now.
Well, they're
all
sad though.
Yeah, they are. And I mean,
but how about a guy?
Nobody's trying to get the NBA to help those guys.
And, no, but he was part of their community though. Yeah, the other guys weren't.
Everybody was part of some community at some point.
Well, right. So those communities should probably help. If that's a fireman, if that's a cop, if that's a, you know what, if it was a carpenter, if he was in the IBEW, whatever. If he was part of your community and you see him in that situation, you would have to feel for him. Hey, he was one of us, and now look at him. So that's my point. I mean, the NBA shouldn't have to worry about every person that's out on the street, but that's one of their own. And he's got real problems. And it's not like they can't afford to help one of their own. You know what I'm saying? Throw a little help to him.
Hall of Fame voting in.
Oh, who's in?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter made it?
Missed being unanimous by one vote.
What an a-hole.
I'd hate to be that dude. What a jerk. And
who else made it?
Larry Walker.
Larry Walker.
The only two.
He and Larry.
Do we know how close Clemens and Bonds were?
Not yet. I'm waiting to see if MLB tweets out the actual count.
See... that to me is Clemens and Bonds should be in.
Well, to here me, it it's not a Hall of Fame unless
Curt
this guy's
Schilling
in.
Was at 70, Clemens at 61, Bonds at 60.7, Vizquel, Billy Wagner got 31.7. He's not going to get
in. Curt Schilling gets more votes than Roger Clemens. Come on. Baseball Hall's a joke. It's just a joke. Yeah, until you put those guys in, all you old farts who are voting on it are jokes.
Was this the last year for Clemens and Bonds? No.
No.
How close are they? I never know all the rules of this thing. I don't really care. I have never been a Hall of Fame. I've watched zero Hall of Fame induction speeches. Zero. I'm just not interested in it.
I don't care about it, to be honest with you. It's not, I don't care about the speeches. I've never been big on any of the induction ceremonies. It just doesn't mean anything to me. I think it's a fun thing to talk about, but once you start doing stuff like leaving those guys out because and putting in other people, including some from Houston who probably use the same stuff, and just because it wasn't public, silly to me.
Right. I don't see y'all helping Josh Innes. Well. We have,
hey,
actually.
Yeah, we have.
We actually gave him some work.
He's
we did
been
help
on
him.
The air.
I don't know anybody, and none of the other stations did. We did.
Yeah.
What he's also being used our studios to be on the air in Memphis.
Yeah.
What is being homeless equated to mental health? Why can't he just be a homeless bum? Well, I think he's got mental health issues, Lamont. I think he does. I mean, he can.
Well,
you can't even understand them anymore.
Well, there's a lot of homeless people that have mental issues, and
yeah,
not all of them, but I guarantee you,
a lot
of them do. Especially when I was living in the heart of downtown, you know, there's people you feel sorry for, but they also scare the crap out of you because
you have mental health issues,
and they're screaming at invisible ghosts, and
well,
God knows what they'll do.
There was one woman. I mean, she had very few teeth, and she was, you know, very, and she was very dirty. And I would go, when we were living in Montrose, I'd go to this Starbucks Inn, and she was there, and I gave her a lot. And she came up and hugged me, and I was like, oh, it was nice. She was, I mean, but she immediately started talking about how Trump was at the gas station and around the corner there at Richmond in West Alabama, and, you know, people were out to get her and stuff. And I was like, it's very little that you can. And Delonte West, maybe, you know, Sean Salisbury took in a homeless guy for almost a year.
Yeah.
And he got him his teeth, and, you know, he had no teeth, and he got him teeth, and he had him a place. And the guy said, I want to go home to St. Louis. I want to see my daughter, and then I'm going to come back. And he never came back. There are some people that just want to be home. They don't want the lifestyle that we have. They don't want to be cooped up. They don't want a job. They don't want to have the responsibilities of a home and all of that stuff. So there is that. But then there's mental health people.
Well, and then there's people who have let drugs ruin everything. You can't paint them all with one brush because, I mean, people are out there for different reasons. There are some that want to work, that want jobs, and for whatever reason, they can't get them. And that's – but there's – but you can, everything you named is true of someone. I mean, some of them, it's just drugs. Some of them don't want to live the life with you. Some of them actually like that life.
Yeah.
And some of them
they don't want
any issues.
Responsibility. They can't handle the responsibility.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's the big mistake people make, and not you weren't doing it, but they just paint them all with one brush. It's like, oh, well, they're all drug addicts.
No.
Or trying to say all of them are.
It seems to me that Delonte has more issues than. Well, and it may be drugs. I don't know. But he has more issues.
Yeah, well, and again, I think, and I'm not going to go with sad, though, because I don't know what his situation is that got him there. I just think there's a lot of other people who, you know, should be felt sorry for, too. It's all just because a former NBA guy who bagged LeBron's mom. All right. Take a quick break.
I don't know. I've never seen LeBron's mom. I don't know if good for him or not good for him. I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing now that would have been good for him. I'm guessing.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm guessing whatever he was, he's like, if he were an 8, he's probably a 3 now.
Ooh,
or a 2.
Best,
a
best.
2. So, yeah.
Mm.
All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. John Granato in for A.J. And Aaron informs us the last year for Bonds and Clemens will be 2023.
Yeah, you get 10 years after your first ballot, and 2013 was their first ballot.
Oh, okay.
Larry Walker, you were mentioning this off air, looks like a NASCAR dude.
Or a Bass Pro Fisherman.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. He's a NASCAR dude. I'm sure when they went to him first off, I want to thank my sponsors, Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
I want to thank Hardee's. Without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. I don't belong in the Hall of Fame, but guess what? Hardee's thinks I do, so therefore, I'm happy.
He's got a giant goatee. He's got, literally, he's got a NASCAR suit on.
He's got SpongeBob on.
SpongeBob's all over it.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Ain't no ordinary sponge, it says on there.
I
always thought Larry Walker was really good, and he hit in Colorado, which helped. But Hall of Fame, I guess his numbers are Hall of Fame. But that Lance Berkman didn't make it through the first year is criminal to me. Lance Berkman had better numbers than Fred McGriff. That he is not still alive, that to me was just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. To me, I don't know that Larry Walker was a much better hitter than Lance Berkman. I really don't think so.
Well, I wouldn't argue with you, but I would just take the other side of it. I don't really think of Berkman as a Hall of Famer, but I damn sure don't think of Larry Walker as one either.
No.
So
I always thought
the Hall of Fame isn't, it's just not, it's not what my Hall of Fame would be. And maybe, Because I don't believe Derek Jeter and Larry Walker belong in the same Hall of Fame. I mean,
right.
When you start going and looking at those guys and say one guy's career, and you look at the other ones, and you're like, okay, congratulations. But you're right. If Larry Walker can get in, why wasn't Berkman part of the conversation?
I wholeheartedly disagree with Dream Shake. I do agree with this. Bonds, greatest I've ever seen, and Clemens should be in. I don't know if Bonds is the greatest I've ever seen. By the way, screw New York and Jeter not getting 100%. Legend should get 100%. Jeter is Biggio with a gigantic payroll surrounded with all-stars. Now, Jeter has more hits than any Yankee in history. Jeter, you don't need other players around you to get hits, and that's what Jeter did. And score. Well, you do need him to score runs because you need guys to knock you in, and a winner. And he was a winner. And he came up big at the biggest times, as opposed to Bidge. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, I love Bidge, and Bidge is a Hall of Famer. But Derek Jeter, come on. Derek Jeter's a Hall of Famer. Derek Jeter is a legend. Derek Jeter was the captain of the New York Yankees. Derek Jeter had unbelievable women.
Oh, God, yeah. He was all pro at that a long time ago. But Biggio, and I guess people forget his postseasons were not good. He struggled badly in the postseason his entire career. Derek Jeter did not.
No.
Four World Series. He was clutch in a lot of those. It's just, I'm sorry, that's... I respectfully disagree with your take.
Yeah, he is a legend. Derek Jeter is a legend, period. Exclamation point. Derek Jeter is one of the best of our time.
But, yeah, he should have been, to me, he should have been unanimous. I'll be interested to see.
Which guy? He's going to be interviewed.
Yeah. It'll be to get attention. I just don't believe that anyone should be a first ballot Hall of Famer if Babe Ruth wasn't.
Well, but Mariano Rivera was. Why wouldn't Derek Jeter be? If you would vote Mariano Rivera, a closer got the highest percentage of votes in history, then how can you not vote for Derek Jeter? I mean,
I agree. But somebody did it for the reason they did it was to get attention. You watch. I guarantee you. And here's blanket statement guy. I've never heard, all caps on never, heard of a homeless person that wasn't mentally ill or that isn't an alcoholic addict, which is a mental issue. Well, I'll tell you what, now you've heard of one, because some of the people who lived right across the street from me for the longest time when I lived downtown were there because their house burned down and they didn't have any insurance and had no place else to go, no other family. They weren't addicts. They weren't mentally ill. They were just good people who couldn't get jobs. And you know what? There were several people like that over on that street corner. I got in trouble because I didn't realize you couldn't take them food.
Why couldn't you take them food?
Because apparently people poison the food, so it's illegal to give food to the homeless.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, there. Now you've heard of somebody else. Now stop with your all caps.
Derek Jeter had a higher OPS slugging and on base in the postseason than he did in his regular season career. 16 years, 33 series, he was better in the postseason than he was in the regular season, and he was a 310, 377, 440, 817 guy in the regular season. So he was better in the postseason than he was in the regular season. And he played a great shortstop. I mean, all of those things.
No, he's overrated. Come on. That's your hot take out there. Oh, Derek Jeter's overrated.
No.
Okay.
You know, screw New York, and, you know, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, I hate everything East Coast. It's not just New York, but, I mean, Boston, I'll throw you in there. I would pee on you. All of you can go away. But Derek Jeter, come on. I don't have to like him. I don't have to like New York, but I recognize brilliance, and that was brilliance for a long time. Yeah. In a lot of different ways, too.
You had to love everything about Jeter. How about that all the women he had and none ever, ever, ever said anything ever about him?
I love the gift baskets.
Yeah.
The gift baskets were the best.
In the taxi on the way home.
And, you know, the guys making cases for Larry Walker, I would just say Coors Field, man. And that, to me, your numbers are so inflated from that I don't know how you judge them, comparatively speaking, unless you actually went and did a study of the average numbers there versus his home road splits and tell me his road splits were good enough. But otherwise, I don't see it, man. I just don't see it. But that's all right. I mean, it's not my job to vote on it. But I think I would have made a case for Jeff Kent before I would have got to Larry Walker. and not a popular guy. That's part of the problem, too. These guys that were a-holes to the voters, they don't get a... I mean, they're not going to get votes because of that. People make it personal.
Well, in home, Larry Walker had a 1,068 OPS. He had an 865 OPS on the road. He was just flat out better. He had a 348 batting average at home and a 278 batting average on the road. He's a 278 hitter career wise on the road, 348 at home. You tell me if it's 60 points higher, 70 points higher on the at home. You tell me that home didn't make a difference? It absolutely made a difference. So the whole Colorado thing, yes, it played in here. Absolutely played in here. 431 on base, 370 on the road, 637 slugging, 495. Oh, 142 points higher slugging at home. I mean,
so you're an average player on the road.
Yeah.
And you were really good at home for
and
a long
over
time.
200 points higher OPS home and over road. So yes, it made a huge difference.
What's up with the SpongeBob shirt though?
I don't know.
I tried to see if, you know, maybe he is a competitive fisher or bowler or something like that. No answer on the internet.
No.
Or maybe he just likes cartoons about gay guys.
Why are you saying that about...
You didn't know that about SpongeBob?
No, SpongeBob's not...
Yeah. You might want to...
Oh, I don't care. Yeah.
Okay, I don't either. There's nothing wrong with it. Well, I support his right.
He and Patrick or Squidward were...
Patrick. Squidward was always more of the elder gentleman who... You know, kind of crotchety.
See, I would have thought Squidward.
No, Patrick was actually in the original movie, which I took my kid to see many years ago. There's a scene where Patrick comes flying off of something with a SpongeBob flag in his butt. Yeah. Well, they took that out of the movie, though.
That was the original? And they took it out?
Yeah, because for some reason I saw the movie again a couple years later and it wasn't there. And it's kind of like, boy, I mean, you guys have been subtle about it. That's not subtle. That is pretty damn obvious, man.
Wow. I never, you know what? I just like fun. Hey, do you think they ever found that monkey in Galveston? Galveston police are on the hunt for a missing pet monkey. Investigators say Lily escaped when someone burglarized a home near 19th and Sealy. Did they find the monkey? Have you found your monkey? If not, if you see a monkey, give us a call.
Well, you don't want him getting away because that's how Planet of the Apes started.
Yeah, and disease. And you know what? You could start some kind of disease. See, there's a deadly virus going.
Yeah, the one that they brought from China.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody in China ever gets a virus because they all wear those masks.
Right. At the airport they do.
I see them. Every time I see them on TV, they're all wearing the masks. But they brought it. They brought it here. Great. We got some deadly virus.
All those people wear masks. Is that what you just said?
Probably.
That's what you just said. Those people. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, if we get that disease over here, it's going to be. Oh, what are you doing with this?
I'm trying to send you to break.
I can't believe you didn't know this about SpongeBob. You probably don't know that Top Gun was a whole metaphor for homosexuality as well.
No, it was just a bunch of guys playing volleyball on the beach.
All right.
It was really, I mean, who did that breakdown of it?
It was Quentin Tarantino in B movie. I don't know what it was. And it was so perfect.
It was perfect.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And being told they found the monkey dead. It got hit by a car.
Whoa, see?
Hashtag rip Galveston monkey.
Now, see, I wonder if that burglar should be charged with murder. Because he murdered that monkey. That monkey would still be alive today if it wasn't for that burglar.
I agree. It certainly has to be simian slaughter or something. If it's not murder.
What should it be?
Like, you know, there's no manslaughter of a monkey.
Why can't you? What do you mean? Right, he murdered the monkey.
No, but it may not be murder. It may be actual, you know, it might not be Because it wasn't intentional. Oh, I mean, it wasn't premeditated.
Well, I think, so you're behind Luca Magnotta. Do you think that he's just a good guy, right?
No. But I believe that sometimes...
It's okay to kill cats.
Well, yeah. I mean, cats suck.
Any cat people out there?
I'm kidding. Jeez, that was a... You saw that whole documentary?
I watched it.
Well, and it's funny. I knew the story a little bit because, you know...
I don't remember it at all.
Well, I mean, I almost have to keep up with everything that goes on in Canada.
Yeah.
So I knew a little bit about it. I didn't know the whole story. Man, that was fascinating. So, but now, you know what? All these, that John Boy and all these baseball clowns now are trying to be internet sleuths.
Right.
Who cares if you catch somebody banging a trash can?
Well, lot of people do.
Okay. I mean, I was drunk. It was once.
I wonder, and I'm asking myself, and this came up right after it happened, is whether or not this is going to hurt Altuve's chances in the Hall of Fame. There will be some writers that don't vote for him.
Because they're vindictive little bitches.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same guys who aren't voting for Bonds and Clemens. And, you know, these honorable men who are cheating on their wives and their expenses, but that's okay. Yeah, they're not going to they're going to hold this against them. Yeah, bleep you guys.
Well,
they're probably all East Coast guys, too. They're all New York guys.
And Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he got.
So was Clemens.
Well, we don't. I'm on the camp. I don't know that Clemens ever did steroids. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either because all we have is the uncorroborated testimony of a co-conspirator.
Right.
Watch a lot of Law and Order.
That, and whether or not he is a co-conspirator or he's just bitter and, you know. So, and the dude said, okay, really? I will risk going to prison, lying to Congress, but I will go to trial. And ain't none of those other dudes were going to do that. Because they were going down. Roger Clemens said, I'm innocent and I'm going to trial. So I give him plenty of credit for that. And y'all can say you're an idiot and you're gullible and all of these things. I believe him. I don't know that he did. Because I know his doctor. JT played with the son of Roger Clemens' doctor. And the doctor told me, he said, I shot him up with B12. He never, ever asked me one time about steroids, ever. And I told him, I said, Raj, you know B12 is not really going to help you. He said, I know, but I just feel better. And so he got shot up with B12. And he said, I did that for him a bunch of times. So, and he went and testified before Congress that that's what he did. So, you know, maybe I'm naive and gullible and all of that. But I'm going to believe Roger Clemens because Roger Clemens actually put his life on the line over it.
I don't know if he did or he didn't. To me, there's no proof. There's just one guy saying it, and I don't care if he did. And by the way, B12 does make you feel better. Have you not had B12 shots before?
I have.
Yeah, they may not make you a better baseball player, but they make you feel better. Get more energy.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, he said there's really very little effect from it. But he said, I did it. I did it plenty.
And at the end of his career was kind of fat. I don't know if you're roided up, you're going to be that chunky.
Well, he's always been a big dude, though.
Well, like Barry not early
went
on.
Went from a third world kid, starving. I saw the pictures of him when he was lived in the third world, to the gigantic head Barry Bonds that was, you know, pounding 900-foot home runs. I mean,
go look at his first few years with the Red Sox.
He was a big dude.
He was pretty thin. He was tall, but he was pretty thin back then.
But he was still strong. I mean, it wasn't like his body type didn't change drastically. He grew into a man from a 20-year-old to a man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was still different. I mean, I don't care if he did it or didn't. And again, I don't believe. Basically, you got the guy from Balco saying, "Oh, well, I gave this to Bonds." Bonds never admitted to it. He thought it was, you know, flaxseed oil or whatever. That's what he said. So, I mean, are we going to just believe one guy and not believe the other? I that's why I think the whole thing is silly. Put him in and shut up.
Yeah. I think Bonds knew what he was doing.
Do you think the Strohs will have a trash can bobblehead night this year?
Ooh, that would be awesome. I know there's a minor league team that's having a garbage can giveaway. New York Yankee minor league team doing a garbage can giveaway, trash can giveaway. That's awesome. I think if the Astros Now, the Astros are going to try to distance. This should, is embarrassing. No,
they should develop a sense of humor about it.
Yeah, but this is so embarrassing for the organization. The Houston Asterisk shirts are out.
Yeah.
It's really... No, Jim Crane couldn't be more embarrassed by all of this. Whether or not he knew, I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know that it is. It's a blemish. It's a stain. It's not even a blemish. It's a stain on this organization that everybody looks at their title and they didn't deserve it, which couldn't be further from the truth. Now, I will say this. They better hit this year.
Yeah, yeah.
They better hit this year.
We said the same thing. If everybody comes out and Bregman hits 260, you'd be like, okay, not good.
Right.
But I honestly don't think it's going to be. I think they're going to be really good again. I think they're going to be pissed off. And, you know, hopefully they'll have a good enough season that we won't be talking about this next year.
Well, they're not going to have their whoopee, which is.
Yeah.
They're not going to have that. So. They better hit because if not, we are all gonna. Then if they have to validate it, they have to validate.
All right, let's squeeze in a quick Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, let's say you're a criminal, okay, and you're trying to escape. And the police are after you. Well, a Florida man decided to run from deputies who were trying to arrest him. So he jumped into a pond. Tried to lose himself underwater. Well, what's the problem with that?
He can't swim.
At some point, you have to come up for air. So basically, the police just waited for him to come up for air and nabbed him.
Dumbass!
When a deputy attempted to arrest him at his job at a solar power plant, the 36-year-old ran away and dove into a pond.
Ooh, a pond by a power plant? I don't think I'd do that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do that either.
I think that's more dangerous
than
prison.
I would just go ahead and go to prison. But they apparently, you know, the guy's seen too many action movies, thought he could hide from canine teams, everything else. But in the end, he had to come up for air. Guess what? They're going to catch you.
As soon as he
came to the surface, they made the arrest. He was transported soaking wet to Suwanee County Jail.
See, and that's even worse. That makes it even worse.
And the sheriff's office, of course, was tweeting, trash talk tweeting, calling him hashtag not Rambo. So, yeah. And if you look at the photo of him, he looks like the kind of guy who would. That's your.
Is that a giant tat on his stomach?
Yes. Yeah. And on his breasts and arms. So, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, John, really appreciate you jumping in here and doing these 2 hours. Enjoy the Houston Sports Awards tonight.
Yep, going.
And we will hopefully do this again sometime, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, right now I'm going to go to my man, Lawyer Dave. And, you know, John, if you get an accident on the way over there, the first person that you need to call is Lawyer Dave, right, Dave?
Absolutely. Any of you guys that get hurt, some drunk guy wants to run you over and you're on the way to the bar, who do you call, Fred?
You call my man, Dave. And you've had some problems with the hospital. Maybe the doctors gave you the wrong drugs. I make that call to you also, right?
That's exactly right. If a doctor or a hospital screws up you or one of your relatives, call me. We do medical malpractice. We're one of the few firms that do. I'm Houston-based lawyer David Mestemaker. My number, 713-626-8900.
Or they can get you on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com. Or as I tell people, if they can't remember all that, just hit me up and I'll put them in touch with you. And you practice everywhere in Texas, and you don't charge for your consultations. You don't get paid unless they win.
That's exactly right. All consultations are free. We win together. In fact, I'm in trial right now in Fort Bend County against Allstate. And I'm hoping to kick their ass severely tomorrow and get this girl the money she deserves.
Nice. And that's what you do. You go out and kick ass for the Blitzers. How many cases did you tell me you have pending right now that you've got out there?
Over 1,400, Fred. It's a load. And I got lots of lawyers that are there with me to help me handle all these people's problems. And by golly, I think we're doing a great job.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, too. Give them that number one more time.
713-626-8900. If you get in any kind of an accident, anywhere, anytime, anyhow, you better dial Dave.
So turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every day I make a brand new start. I'm in my 20s, not in...
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.